is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of July, 2007. It was on this day in 1961 Ernest Hemingway committed suicide in Ketchum, Idaho. He'd suffered from depression, had trouble writing for years. On a safari in Africa, 1953, he suffered two plane crashes, fractured his skull, got a concussion, started drinking more heavily, suffered from insomnia and paranoia. He got electroshock therapy, which he hated. He was asked to write a tribute to John F. Kennedy for his inauguration. It took him an entire week to write four sentences. He had more electroshock therapy, which left his mind so blank he was unable to read for 6 weeks. On the morning of July 2nd, 1961, he got up early, found his shotgun, and shot himself in the foyer of his house in Ketchum, Idaho. His wife said it sounded like a drawer slamming shut. It's the birthday of Thurgood Marshall, born in Baltimore, Maryland, 1908, the first African-American Supreme Court justice. He applied to the University of Maryland Law School, was rejected on the basis of race, enrolled at Howard instead, and the first thing he did after graduation was to use his law degree to sue the University of Maryland for racial discrimination, and he won. And it's the birthday of Thomas Cranmer, Archbishop of Canterbury, born in Nottinghamshire, England, 1489, who told Henry VIII that he could divorce his wife and marry Anne Boleyn. So, when Henry split with the Catholic Church, Cranmer was made an Archbishop of the Anglican Church. After the death of King Henry VIII, his daughter Queen Mary, in retribution, had Thomas Cranmer imprisoned and burned at the stake. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Hart, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy, I awake. With no bromo-seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep until I could sleep or I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? My mistake, I agree. He's a laugh, but I love it, because the laugh's on me. A pill he is, but still he is all mine, and I'll keep him until he is bewitched, bothered, and bewildered like me. Seen a lot, I mean a lot, but now I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Sweet again, petite again, and on my proverbial seat again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. What am I? Half shot am I. To think that he loves me, so hot am I. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Though at first we said no, sir, now we're two little dears. You might say we are closer than Roebuck is to Sears. I'm dumb again and numb again, a rich, ready, ripe little plum again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lawrence Hart's lyric, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, published by Williamson Music and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.